Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan, Yerushalmi Daf Yud, and we are on Tes Amud Beis. We're discussing the sugyas of Chol HaMoed, as we know, what's mutter, what's not mutter. We just spoke about, interesting, about what's called a hefsid. Is not getting profit a hefsid? Is that called a davar ha'avid? Is just losing your principal? And what about if the... question is whether you're going to get back in time to enjoy it on Yantif, right? That was the last point that we just had. So Rabbi Yonah Butraya Havilei, a couple lines up from the bottom on Tesman base. Rabbi Yonah Butraya Havilei Safran. He had many books. He had many books. And Shaul, it doesn't say that they were Torah books specifically, but Rav Shaul Rav Huna, Mao Mizavantum de Madag. Am I allowed to sell this on Yantif? So Amar Lei, so Lachora, if it was Svarim Sifrei Kodesh, then Lachora, of course, because the person, it's a Sorach Mitzvah. But, Shaul Rav Huna, Mao Mizavantum b'madaya, am I allowed to sell them on Yantif? So on Chol HaMoed, Amar Lei, Mechadi es Madaya, but this will be, give Simcha to the Yantif. Why? Because with those profits that you make from the books, Shasi At Kuntiton, you'll be able to drink a special drink on Yantif, right? Says the Karbana Eda. If you didn't have those, that money, you wouldn't be able to drink. And therefore, this is part of your Simchas Yantav in order to make money, in order to have money for drinking, for the kunti don, the mixture of the honey and the wine, the sweet drink, and therefore it's mutter. Reb Chananya, Chavrin Drabanan Amri, Reb Chananya, the colleague of the Rabbanan said, Pragmatia, what's Pragmatia we're talking about? Again, this is known from the sugyas in Bava Metzia, in terms of Ribbis, the cases of Mechza Milve, Mechza Pikadon, case where there was an investor and he gave money to someone to invest for you, and then that investor died, so you want to get your investment back. Again, you gave some of the money, it was supposed to be as a loan, and some of it is going to be as a venture, without getting into all the details of Ribbis right now, but Rabbi Chananya says that if somebody gives an investment and then the investor dies, so then Nigbis Mnichlisom Katamim, he could go and collect the his part from Yisomim Katanim, even though Yisomim Katanim are usually not able to, not allowed to collect from them, but here you can, here you can. What is this doing here? So the Pnei Moshe says, since we're talking about what we had earlier, pragmatia avuda, if you're allowed to do things on Chol HaMoed because to prevent a future loss, you're allowed to be osik it on Moed. So to here, you're allowed to be osik it on Moed because you're allowed to be osik with it getting from the children, because who knows, in the future maybe you won't be able to get it ever. See the Karban Eda, Mishnas on the Chaveiros Chora Limkar, what's the case? You gave some money to your friend for a business venture, but Mason, he dies, but the schor, what you gave him is still ba'en, it's there, govan osamina yisom katanim, you could collect it from the yisomim, af agav the kaimalet, even though we paskin an erichin, ain govan minichse yisom katanim, you cannot collect from them, kivan, just schor ba'en govan, here you can, even though it's because it's ba'en. We'll talk about Milva Lahutza and about them soon. So Pragmati Nigbis Menafse Yisom Katanim. Havibo and Meimar, they thought to say, the Rabbanan thought to say, Bishi Yesh Edim Yodim. Maybe this is only if there were Edim that know exactly that it was given to the Yisomim. That's me, Beferish Edim, that this Chora was his, and he gave it to the Yisomim. Not just it was his beforehand, because maybe if it was just his before, maybe if there's no Edim how it got there, maybe he sold it. Who says that he gave it to him as a business venture? But the first day it says, only Yesh Edim Yodim. Ha'ein Edim Yodim Lo. But if the Edim do not know, then no, then we can't take it from the Yisomim. Why? Because if the father was there, the father would have good tainas. The father would be able to say, no, prove it. Prove it that you didn't sell it to me. That's what's called ta'aninan. Again, there's a number of sugyas on today's daf, which I wish we had more time, but this is the first one, right? Ta'aninan, right? We're to'ein on behalf of someone who can't make the claim. So that's what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. Di'afim nasam behem simin, o sheyesh lo edim shahaya biyadav, right? Even if you would give a simin, the investor would give a simin, or the aid, they would give aid that it used to be his, ta'anidim lehu shalach hanavien. Maybe their father would say, I bought it. Inami shemen nasam alo milve. Or he gave it to you as a loan. And also it has to be that they know this aidim from earlier, from when the father was alive. So that's what the Gemara originally assumes. But then the Rabbanan Tekisar and Mishem Rabbi Law, they say no. L'chein tzricha b'sheish aidim yodim. If the aidim know about it, is that a chiddush? The Pnei Moshe says Bitmiya, right? Of course, that's if there were Edim, that can't be the Chiddush. If there were Edim, then of course you could collect it. But Ha Im Eina Edim Yodim, the Chiddush must be because in a case that the Edom do not know, and the Edom do not see it beferish transferred, but they knew it was his. They knew it was the investors before it was given to the one who was supposed to manage it. Nasas kepikadon. So it's keilu, it's a pikadon. It's still, and it's still there. So just like a pikadon, right? What do you say by a pikadon? Kalhecha de isa. It's in the rishus of the, of the mafkid, just like we say that. So to here, it's keilu, it's in losha bikadon. Kachanu omrim bikadon lo yigam minachsi yisom gatanim. You can't take a bikadon back. If you give somebody a something to guard, and then he dies, you get it back from his children, right? That's, so you give a simin, and maybe you take a shvua, and then you get it back. So do here, you get it back. So you treat it like a ba'en. So the Gemara says, ma beino la milveh. What do you mean? What's the difference between this and a milveh? If regular milveh, you can't get back from the metaltali diyasmi, lo mishtabdi lebalchov, regular metaltalin, metaltali yasmi, eino nikves minha minaktanim. So the Gemara says, yeah, there's a difference. Milveh lotza, nitna lotza, regular milveh, nitna lotza, huge topic. A milveh lotza nitna, meaning when it's given over to the loveh, it totally belongs to the loveh. The malveh has no bilus over it now. When it comes to a pikadon, I give a pikadon, I still own it. But if I give money, I don't expect to get that money back. Even if those dollars come back, those specific coins or bills, it doesn't matter. It wasn't mine in between. Milva nitna lahotza'a. Vizelo nitna lahotza'a. But this, when there's an investor that gives a managing partner money to invest, he can't do anything he wants with it. That was given over with Das. We're given over to invest on my behalf. And we're going to share a percentage of the profits. So that's not do whatever you want with it. So because of that, I retain some type of stake, and it's ki'ilu, it's like a pikadon. Ilu is like a pikadon, if the children still have it. So that is the, difference between an iska and a milva. An iska and a milva. And again, what is it here? This is a bamitzia topic. It's here, explains the Pnei Moshe, because we're talking about, doing something in the short run to prevent a larger loss, like on Chol HaMoed. So do here, getting it back from the children. Again, milveh versus pikadon is a big topic related to halach at the beginning of Bamitzia, and other topics related to kiddushin, hamakadish b'milveh eina mekudeshes, right? Why is that? Because milveh lahotzanin, and that's the classic case in the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin, which is discussed by the Gemara. Mekadish b'milveh, beginning of Kiddushin is discussed by Ribbis, but also later on it's discussed in the Mems. The Gemara says Mekadesh b'milveh zein mekudeshes because it doesn't really belong to the Bekurs. Here it is Mem Zayin Amet Aleph Hamakadesh b'milveh ein mekudeshes milveh lahotza nitna. Right, you can't be Mekadesh b'milveh if a woman owes if a man owes money to the woman. I'm sorry, the man lent money to the woman and the woman owns the money has the money now. And the man says keep it. I'm mochel it to you, and with that money that you're keeping, we'll be married. It doesn't work. He didn't give her anything. It already belongs to her. Milva lahotzanina, and therefore, it's not called an asina. Rashi there says, Kiddushin memzayin. Halove rashi lotzia botza. The lover can do whatever he wants with it. Ve'eno chayav laha amida be'iska. Right? It's just interesting. We learned that Rashi, you don't appreciate it. It's the contrast of this Gemara right now. A person that when he gets a milva, he's not mechuyev to invest it in a specific iska. Shetehe mitsuya b'chol eshiyit ve'eno, so it remains liquid. V'kivan de lahotza nitna, havi la kedida. Because it's lahotza nitna, it's hers. It belongs to the lova. V'lo yav lamidi. And he's not giving her anything. That's exactly what's going on here, right? Same idea going on here. It's, there's a difference between the iska and the milva. Good. Amar Rabbi Bar Marmal. Very fascinating Gemara coming up. Ilo hayali mishi money me. If there was somebody that would be counter with me, if there was somebody that would vote with me, I would repeal the following two laws. So again, there are many that bring a raya that these two laws must be derabanan. Because if it's daraisa, what's he talking about? I would repeal these laws. What are they? Number one, hitarti basar bechor li shakel balitra. There's an iser to weigh bechor meat with a specific litra. A litra is a weight that you put on side of one scale and you put the meat on the other scale to see how much it's worth. So a bechor, we know is a karban. A bechor behema tahora, cow, sheep, goat. But if it gets a mum, we know it's the only animal that becomes totally chul if it gets a mum. It's not called psuli hamakdashin. It belongs to the mamonoshal kohen. Good, but there are certain limitations, like selling them in the normal way. It's like a bizoyon. it's a bizayin of the meat. And also another reason, which the Gemara here seems to be going with, another reason you can't do that is because when you use an exact litra, when you use an exact weight to measure the meat, so then the meat costs more. Because if you use just estimation, people are taking the chance, it's estimated, maybe I'm not getting as much meat, so it's going to be cheaper. So one reason, which they said, maybe you can't use a litra to sell bechor meat because you want to sell the bechor meat fast, you don't want it to spoil, and you're going to get you're going to go for a cheaper price if you don't use a litra. So it says, remember my mom all, but without to me, I'd matter at using a litra. I'd matter, we'll see why. Vihitarti, and the second point is, I would if she osin malacha bechol shamoed. Wow. I would say, do malach on chalamoed. Why? What are these two reasons? So let's talk about the first one. Again, some Rishonim say that this is a raya, that the iser of weighing bechor meat with a litra, with a weight on the other side, is drabanan. Because what else could Rabbi Bavar Mamoid be talking about? So he says, klum asru b'sar bechor elish halka b'litra. Why did they asr being weighed with a litra? Lo kadeshi yimokhon oso b'zol. Isn't it because you want it to be sold cheaply? In a cheaper way. Again, like I said, there are two days elsewhere. Why this is usher? Is it because of bizayon itself to sell it in the normal way that you sell all the meat? So Gemara is not going with that reason. The reason seems to be because you can sell it cheaper and then you'd be able to sell it quicker and it won't become nosar. So the problem is, says Rabbi Babar Mamol, but what's going on? The Kohanim themselves are faking. Vehei Ma'arimin, where we just had Haram in the last two Shiurim. Vehei Ma'arimin Olav, the Kohanim are pretending. The Karban Eda explains they're taking meat that looks fatter, like looks like a thicker piece of meat, and they're selling it for more. Meaning, so even without the litra, they're selling it for inexpensive, so it's not working. They're selling it. So therefore you might as well just not have that and just sell it, with a litra. Number one. And number two, why is this in this parak? What's the whole reason there's an Isra Malacha Bacholamoid? Ela Kadeshi Ochlin Vishosin Vigain Batorah. So we eat and drink and are Osik Batorah. Isn't that the purpose of the Isra Malacha of Chalamoid? Just to eat and drink and connect with Hashem. The inun, and what do people do? Achlin v'shasin upachsin, and people just have kalas rosh. People just go crazy and they eat and they drink and they party. So you see, it's not working, the iser malacha. So what is he saying? You might as well go to work. You might as well go to work, right? What's the other side? Look in the Kolbo. The Kolbo says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes part of the Kolbo. The Kolbo says in Siman Samach, Nire Midazeh HaChacham. The Kolbo quotes this Yerushalmi, She Isser Gadol Bischoku Bakalas Rosh Yoter Me'asiyas Malacha. See, the Isser of Kalas Rosh on Cholamoid is even worse than an Isser Malacha on Cholamoid. The Chaino MS, Kimisha Osik B'Malacha, because at least if you go to work, you're doing something constructive, says the Kolbo. Misha Osik B'Malacha, Osik B'Yishav HaOlam, V'hi Mitzvah Gedola, Shekei Matzinu Bone Bayis, V'Noter Kerem, Shechozem Yarchei HaMalchama. You see, it's something constructive. Oyvei Hashem. L'fisha Osik B'Yishav HaOlam. V'Kavanas HaTorah B'Nesinas HaMoados. What's the kavanah of the Torah by giving us Chol HaMoed? Vahari'iya lefnei Hashem, and being seen in front of Hashem, kedei lihidavek ba'ahavaso ubiyiraso, v'la'asok b'saraso ha'timima, v'limdo liyira Hashem ha'nichbad v'anora, menachachamim ha'chasidim ha'olim le'eros p'nei Adon Hashem l'kei Yisrael, shalosh pamim b'ashana, to go be inspired by the great Jewish leaders and the Rabbanim that go to Yerushalayim. That's the purpose of Chol HaMoed. And therefore, it's the, if we're just being, mevazen and the kalas rosh, you might as well go to work because at least you're doing there something constructive. There is a big discussion, in the Rishon. So is this Gemara Araya? It is. The major machlokes Rishon, as we discussed already a few times in the Masechta, the Isra Malacha of Chol HaMoed, Daraisa Derabanan. Tosfos seems to say it's Daraisa, the Rashi Daraisa, the Rambam, Rush, others say it's a Derabanan. This Gemara, this Yerushalmi is the Gemara that's quoted by Rishonim to prove that it's Drabanan. If you look in Tosfos in right quotes, what does he say? I would be Matarit. You'd be Matarit? You'd be Matarit. If it's a Chalamoid, it's a Daraisa, how in the world could you be Matarit? Says the Tosfos in Chagiga, Dav Yudches Amad Aleph. So he goes back and forth. He says, Lachara there, the Gemara quotes Psukim. That's the strongest raya that it sounds like it's a Daraisa. Lachara Mashma de Malacha de Mitzra Beimi Daraisa. The mafik limi pasuk, says Tosfos. Chaim Perak based on the Moed Katan. Sounds like it's Daraisa. V'kasha Rabbeinu Tam, right? The V'kasha. If it's Daraisa, how could you have so many Ateirim? Diem came Davar Ha'avid, V'kama Malachas, D'sharinan Hasam, Hecha Mishteru, V'hechan Matzinu, Isser Daraisa, Miksaso Asur, Miksaso Mutter. Right? So how do you answer that? Is Daraisa with Masra Kasa L'Chachamim? But Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam, seem to say no. Vod the Kayole Bahadi Rebbe Bahadi Rechanal Bahadi Rosh Chodesh Durabanan Vod Matzina BeYerushalmi Perak Beis Demoed Katan. This is it. This is quoted. Klo Masur Melacha Ela Kadeshi Ochlun Umpochsin Vigein BaTorah. It's clear that it's mashed with Drabanan from that line. How do you get out of this Gemara? How could you say this line withholding that it's still an Issa Daraisa? Tosfos quotes, Mio Yej Lidchos, Da Amachavein Malachto Bimoed Koi, Da Hashta Mialeki Issa Daraisa, Kiva the Dover HaAvidu. If it's a Dover HaAvid, so maybe that's not a, maybe Daraisa is limited by Kiva Malachto Bimoed. Okay, you gotta work it out. The Ritva, also the Ritva beginning of Moed Katan. The Ritva on the Beis discusses Daraisa Drabanan, and this is the first source that he quotes to prove that it's Drabanan, right? Aval Bal Halachas Gedolos Kasav Sheinus Malacha Moed Elamid Drabanan Ba'alma Kidda Amrinan Hasam, and he quotes the comparison to Rosh Chodesh, and then he quotes a little bit later on after he quotes Rabbeinu Tam Ubi Yerushalmi Mashma Yerushalmi is Mashma Ubi Yerushalmi Mashma Kedivir Rabbeinu Tam, and he quotes this Yerushalmi Amad Drabanan. L'chein haya omer shahaya matiro ilo haya lo misha yibne imo v'ilu yisur daraisa like alamem rachi. The whole Gemara could you can't flow if it's daraisa. Shiyomer kol hachachamim la'akar b'kum v'asei. It's a din daraisa. You could be okerit b'kum v'asei. V'yafal pikein. But the Ritva himself quotes k'divei Rashi v'Rabbeinu Aramban iker. The pashta de shmeitza hachi de lo mashma de tevi kol ha'isugya dani kroy de parashu zein dorsha asfachta v'yalma. Doesn't seem like from that Gemara that it's according to all the psukim, all of those are asmachtas. The kivin the Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Sfirlo Disur Daraisa V'lo Chazinan Behedya BeGemara Dilon Man De Palagale. You want to say that Yerushalmi sounds like it's Darabanan? Okay, but the Bavli holds like it's Daraisa. Maybe it's a machlokas. Hechi Dachina Luhu Bechdi V'Tuva Ika BeTalmuda The Daiki Michlal The Travayu Sfirlo Lashmin Tilchazahi Umshem V'lo Shemina La Behedya Lachrini V'Yerushalmi Shamarnu Afilu Lipshuto. Ein lanu litchos divrei haTalmud Bavli shelanu mipnei divrei haYerushalmi. Right? Don't Yerushalmi sounds like it's Rabbanan, but who says the Bavli holds that way? The lo divrei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish mipnei divrei Rabbi Abba Bamarmal. The kol shekain sheish lanu lomar ki mipnei sherov malachas kol shemoidu midivreiim amar kain. Maybe he's saying most malachas, some malachas are daraisa, but some of them, most of the Rabbanan. Davar haAvid is mutter min haTorah filu b'Torah gadol. The chol tzarchei moed gam kein bim etzim b'fer esya. All of those. So maybe he's saying that Rabbi Abba is saying those are the Rabbanan. Ilo haya mishi imana imo haya mater kol malacha shal divreihem kadesh lo yibatelim ki abatalam evi eli tamu de pechizos haikar malacha dechala moed daraisa b'davar sheinu aved v'shalol tzarcha moed u'masar kas lachachamim. Beautiful Ritva moed katan daf beis. Okay. The other issue, again, we could spend so much time on this line. The other issue, that's mentioned here, by the way, that Mishnah Berurah that quotes part of the Kolbo is the beginning of Tilchus, Chalamoid, Tafkuf Lamed, beginning of Tafkuf Lamed. The other issue here is, even if it's Durabanan, don't you have the Sugya of Darish Meminyan? That once an earlier Bezdin, assert something, then how could you matter it? That's what the Korban Eda brings up here. The Avagat Shein Bezdin Yochal Levato Devre Bezdin Chaveiro Elam King Gadol Mimenu B'Chachmo V'Minyan Shiny Hacha Shein Osen Hefech Kavana Satakana. Here, if the Bezdin enacted something and the opposite is being the reality is the opposite, so then this is one is allowed to uproot it because you see the opposite of the kavana, the takana is being gone. Again, a lot more there. The Rambam, the Rav, in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, where they discuss what does it mean chachma and minyan. How do you determine what is greater in chachma and minyan? Isn't every bezin the same number? Does it mean the age? Does it mean the rabba, the klal yisrael that listened to their psak? So this is a big discussion in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim. Okay, we continue though. Says the Gemara, Amar Yochanan, im is kiruch lebuli. Im somebody told on you to the buli. The buli is an officer, a governmental official. If you're nervous because somebody told on you to the buli and you have stand to lose a lot, yeheya yardin balgvulach. Let the yardin be your gvul, meaning go to Eber Yardin. You're allowed to move, even though you're not supposed to move on Chalam Oed. But here's Davar HaAvid. Davar HaAvid says the Karbana Eda. Greater davar avid if you're told on to the authorities. Even though, as we're going to see in the next mission of Ed Hashem, you can't move. Good. And Rabbi Yochanan also says, Kavlin Rishus Lihipater Mibuli. Kavlin Rishus. Go complain to the Rushus. The Rushus are the authorities. Right? Lihipater Mibuli. If you have to defend yourself from, in front of certain governmental officials, you could do that. Right? Davar Ha'avid. You could do that. That's what you have to, make sure you, you do. You're connecting to the previous line of, Rabbi Yochanan. Right? The Pnei Moshe. Kovlin Befei Arashus. Afilu Amoed Kedei Lipater Mechaburas Hapochs and Elu. Right? To be away from, Davar Ha'avid. Or he says it's connecting to the previous, line of having to be with people who would have a negative effect on you. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a number of Rabbi Yochanan statements here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Love in beribis, lachaburas mitzvah, look at the shachodesh. Rabbi Yochanan says you could borrow beribis. Either this means from a guy, right? Or it means even from a Jew if it's ribis derabanan, right? Most ribises are avak ribis. To be ribis daraisa, it has to be, alone. It has to be the tanai made before the loan, right? A couple of, conditions. Most, what's discussed in Izeo Neshech is ribis derabanan, avak ribis. There's different levels of ribis derabanan. But, that's what it seems to, how the Mefarshim explained this. You could borrow with Ribbis Drabanan if it's L'Shem Mitzvah. Drabanan did not make their Isser stand. L'Chaburas Mitzvah, U'L'Kiddush HaChodesh. For Chaburas Mitzvah, together a Sudas Mitzvah, or for Kiddush HaChodesh, they used to make a Suda at the time of Kiddush HaChodesh, adding on a day. Rabbi Yochanan, B'tzafa, Rabbi Yochanan, in the morning after Kiddush HaChodesh was done, he used to go down to where they did Kiddush HaChodesh. Bitzafra, Havinachas Lakanish, used to go back into the shul, and in the shul, it seems like they ate in the shul. Hay Malakit, Pirin Vachla, used to go and pick up the crumbs that had fallen down and eat them. Va'amar used to say, Yehe Chulki im Elain to Achlin Hacha Rumshis. My chilek should be with those who ate here last night, meaning those, this Suda of Kiddush HaChodesh. I read this Gemara, I said, oh, this is the marker for Shirayim. And I was, my emuna was mitchazek when I saw. Yeah, exactly. It's got to be somebody that says it on this Gemara. The Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher, he says on his commentary here on this Gemara. Mikan shoresh ashirayim mashenagu chasidim eitzalat tzadikim ayin chidushei devrei Torah. Look what I wrote. And then he says, "Hari zemefurish the misuras mitzvah tzrichin lachabev uvaleechol shirai pirurin v'shiyari mitzvah makvan esaparanus." As the Gemara says elsewhere, the shirayim of a mitzvah prevent peronis, and that's the shirayim. V'gam hatzadik, you might say, oh, it's only a sudas mitzvah. V'gam hatzadik she'ochel b'yemos achol, b'kavanes v'yichudim, harezes su'udas mitzvah, v'shiyareha makvenes haperonis, v'gam yishlomer, anybody who eats in a proper way, mi shelo ba b'sod Hashem, u'misnaig al pi ha'shulchan arach, v'ochel kadev she'bishul achila ha'hu, yuchal lil modu l'spal karoi, as the Shulchan Aruch says, but this is the idea of Shirayim. There are those, I saw one of the Achronim in the back also wonders how in the world, was the Sefer L'Chaim B'Yerushalayim was, just going back on the earlier Gemara, how he was able to suggest to go against, to go to work instead. Again, we saw the Kolba, which is, you're doing something constructive, but he just says, why would that help? Okay, why would that help? There's a lot more that we have to discuss about this Gemara, but we'll have to leave that for now. Says the Mishnah, you can't buy things on Chol HaMoed unless it's the Sorach HaMoed. Houses, avadim, animals, or stones. What about other things that are not listed here? So Tosfos assumes, Daf Yud Gimel, that all the other things, same rules, the Sorach HaMoed. Other Rishonim assume no. Even the other things, even not Letzorach HaMoed is mutter. Right? The Beis Yosef quotes in Tavkuf Lametes, other Rishonim that even not Letzorach HaMoed is mutter, only these four are limited. O Letzorach HaMocher Shein Lo Mayochal. We haven't had this yet, I don't think. Or Letzorach, if there's a seller, needs what to eat, needs basic necessities for, or a little more than basic necessities for Yantif, also you're allowed to buy from him. Eim Efanami Bayis Labayis, you're not allowed to change houses on Chol HaMoed, because it's a big tircha, avol mefano hu lechatzero. If it's another house within the same chatzer, then you can move. We skip the next four words. Hey, maybe in kelim besa uman, one's allowed to bring kelim from a besa uman, from a person, an artisan who fixed your kelim, you can't bring it from there, right? Either because it's tircha, or people would think that you arranged it on Chol HaMoed, if you're choshesh, that if you leave it there, it's going to get lost, mefanin lechatzer acheres. You can bring it to another chatzer. Says the Gemara. What did the Mishnah say? You can buy all these things, lesorach HaMoed. Avadim and batim. Avanim? Nicha kolam. They all make sense. Avanim? why would you ever need avanim on Chol HaMoed, right? You can't build on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara Kadah. I'll give you the following case that you can. Am I a Kosla? No, go away. What if you have a wall that's shaky, that's teetering, and it might fall down on the Rosh HaRabim? It's dangerous. So in that case, Sosro Boneu. You're allowed to break it down and build it up. Right? So you see, you're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. So we had this earlier in the first parak. V'yisrav lo yivnes. The Gemara asks, okay, you can break it down, but who says you can build it up again? Once you break it down, so then you are removing the dangerous situation. Why are you allowed to build it up again? Rabbi Hananya, Mishem Rabbi Yochanan, Hitirusovo, Mishem Chilaso. Because of that yisod that we mentioned. If you don't allow him to build it up again, he won't break it down in the first place, and this dangerous situation will remain. Shem Omer Atlo Shalo Yivne. If you tell him not to build, Afu Enos Osro, then he won't be able to, he won't break it down in the first place. The Nimsa Bali De Sakana. And then he will come to Sakana, and therefore we allow Hitirusofa Mishim Tilasan. Remember the Sugya at the beginning of Mesechas Beitza that discusses many examples of this, and we have the Machlokas Aposkin, whether that those are all only Durabanans that we allow, or even Daraisis. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Shalor Shemen Lakish, Ma'olikach Batim Min Agoi. What about buying a house from a guy? Talking about limits on buying and selling. What do you mean buying a house from a guy? Says the Karbonei, the Be'er Tisrael. Oh, Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Some might remember this sugi from the beginning of Mesechas Gittin. Amar le'emas Rabbi Shaul. What's Rabbi talking about B'Shabbos? He must be talking about Shabbos, not Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is for sure okay. B'Shabbos, Tony B'Shabbos Mutter. But we learned that Shabbos is Mutter. What's the case? Shabbos is Mutter. You could violate Yisur Daraisa for Yishev Eretz Yisrael to buy a piece of a land. So no. Case of also, what are you allowed to do? Mara lo kisan shel dinarim. You could show the seller your money. And he could take the money. And he could violate Amir Lakum. That's the Beferish Gemara. Here too. Bavli Gittin Davches. Here Yerushalmi Moikatan second parak. The Goy could sign for you. Amir Lakum is Mutter. Litzarech Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Most assume that this is an exception to the rule that usually we have Shvus to Shvus B'makom Mitzvah is allowed, but because of the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and maybe the mitzvah of Mila is another unique type of mitzvah, so because of those, you can even do one Shvus. A guy could write Mamish, which is an Isidar Isa. There is a Deya in the Ramah I think what's the Mordechai, that says that, no, maybe, it's an unbelievable Chiddush, maybe only writing in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh is also Dar Isa. Any other language is Durabanan. And if you say that, the Gemara means Shvus to Shvus. Then look, the problem is that is that Shvus to Shvus b'makam any mitzvah, l'chor is mutter. This seems to be a unique thing about Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So, but this is the sugya. Also one of the Rambam quotes this halacha, as well as the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam quotes this halacha, amongst many halachas regarding Yishev Eretz Yisrael bizman hazeh, which are, many Rambams are against that chiddush of the Megillas Esther, who says maybe the Rambam doesn't think the mitzvah applies bizman hazeh, only bizman Yoshua and bizman Yemos HaMashiach. That's difficult to say because there are many halachas the Rambam quotes, lamaisa, that are based on the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. It does not say it's limited to a certain time period in history. Shekein Matzana, where else do we see that this would be mutter? Yishev Eretz Yisrael, something would be allowed on a Shabbos. Shalom Nechba Sheyericho l'Shabbos. Yericho was conquered on Shabbos. Tichsiv, Kosasa Sheishas Yamim, a walk around the city for 6 days. Vichsiv, Obayam HaShvi, Tosovos Yer Sheva Pamim. On the 7th day, go around 7 times. And the Mefarshim talk about this as an extra phrase in this Pasuk, that teaches us it's not just 6 days, but it's 6 days of the week, and the 7th day was Shabbos. Vichsiv Ad Ridita, and also says in a Pasuk, elsewhere, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, you'll conquer the city until it's completely conquered. Afila B'Shabbos, we learn from there, Afila B'Shabbos. Good. The Mishnah also said, if somebody, the seller doesn't have what to eat, you can help him out. He's allowed to do all the malachas. He doesn't have what to eat and you could pay him for it, but he just shouldn't use a cow if possible because that's avsha milsa. That's a major, public type of, activity. The mesabek liyachid, if he's only doing it for himself, so that would be you shouldn't use the cow. Avam mesabek larabim, dasha afilu bapara. But if it's for the rabim, then even with a cow, right? That's avsha milsa, but that the sorach rabim is overrides. Emafanami dir, and getting back to what the Mishnah said about moving on Chol HaMoed, emafanami dir le'na'a le'dira na'a, from a nice house to a nice house, lomidira ku'ura ladira ku'ura, the same level inferior house, lomidira ku'ura ladira na'a, even to a nicer house. Ansarach lomidira na'a ladira ku'ura, and for sure to a less nice house, all of these, you're not allowed to move on Chol HaMoed, it's tircha yaseira. Ubitoch shalo, afilu midira na'a ladira ku'ura. But if he's moving from a rented house, a borrowed house, to his own house, so then that would be allowed on Chol HaMoed for sure. Simcha la'adam b'shashu dar b'toch shalo. It's a special simcha for somebody to be in their own house, and therefore that could be alana chalamoid. Similarly, in mefanim, what we spoke about earlier, about pinui hames, moving the bones. So in mefanim es hames, one is not allowed to move the bones. It's not on Shabbos or chalamoid, it's just a regular day. In mefanim es hames, that's almost, when are you allowed to do pinui hakever? Mekever mechuba lemechuba, to move from one kever to another kever? Generally not. Different reasons why. The Karban Eidah here says, because moving the bones creates a fear. They're worried about Yom HaDin, like Shmuel Anavi, when he was brought up from the dead by Shaul and the witch. He says, what's going on here? You scared me. So one is not allowed to move from one mechubad to a mechubad, and not even to a nicer kever. But if it's to his own makam kfaris, then it is allowed even to a less mechubad one. Why? To be in kever avos, that's considered a special minucha. And we said maybe even before, even on yantiv, that's allowed. So that's separate. A parallel to the moving the house. Last line, one can't bring kalim from the artisan. Relates to the idea that if somebody's going to lose, have a financial loss, then you're allowed to move it on yantif. You're allowed to move items from the Beis Ha'uman. And that's part of the general rule about pragmatia aveda. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Brother Shem. We'll continue next time with the last couple of lines here of the second parak of Maseches Moed Katan.